It's a beautiful morning.
In Barcelona, and welcome to Thursday in English Radio on RKB 106.9 FM. And welcome to 2020, the start of the third decade of the 21st century. Hard to believe, but we're here. Well, I'm Virgil, and I'm wishing you all the best of this new year. And on New Year's, and with our resolutions, we wish for many things for ourselves, for our families, for our friends. One of the most expressed things is for health. But there are many paths and even more obstacles to achieving good health. Here today is a very unique health professional to help us explore some of those paths, Dr. Virginie Delozet. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm very, very happy to be here, and thanks for the invitation.
My pleasure. Well, Virginie, from your accent, we know that you're not a native of Catalonia. What were your reasons for coming here?
I'm native, yes, and the little city near to Paris in France, and I needed to change and find warmth. I'm not just talking about the weather climate. Barcelona is perfect. The culture is similar in the sense in the Western and close to my family. So easy to go to take a fly and see my family and friends and take advantage of them. I like this effervescence and multifaceted side in Barcelona. It's a funny city.
It is that. Now, you're delivering services as an osteopath. Now, tell us the difference between what you do versus a homeopath or a chiropractor.
Homeopathy is the kind of vaccinate against pathology. It calls you upon the memory of water. It's in fact to give toxic substance in infinitesimal doses in order to immunize the organism against such or such pathology. And as for a chiropractic, it acts on the structure, the frame. It's mechanical. Personally, I don't adhere with this 2D practice, which, in my opinion, skips the subtle side. And osteopathy works all the tissues, facial, visceral, musculoskeletal, and transsacral micro-movements. In fact, osteopathy restores harmony in all the tissues of the body. Everything must circulate, communicate. It's like a big company where all departments have to communicate with each other. Otherwise, there's a deadlock in the function. The body is the same. Whether the sickness, pain, there is the blockage. The role of the osteopath is to restore mobility at all levels.
Well, we'll be back to talk a little bit more with our subject right after this.
A place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and this place can be much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you'll feel that there's no there.
And that was Alana Marie with Heal the World. When we think about a practitioner of one of the disciplines we spoke about before the break, the question always comes up as to what was their training? How did they get to be that? You know, so tell us a little about yours.
In France, the regulation obliges us to follow 5 years full time, more 1 year in tutoring in a private school. Are about 5,000?
Yeah, 5,000.
5,000 hours of training. Students begin to treat patients from the first years under the supervision of teachers. To pass the clinica, at the end of the 5 years, you must have made a minimum of 180 hours consultations. It's not the maximum safety for patients. You should know that here in Spain, osteopathy is not regulated, and we see self-proclaimed osteopaths without any valid certification, taking care of patients, white people in Europe. And when I see storefront where they is writing craniosacral osteopathy, it makes me jump. Either you are an osteopath or you are not. I can count everything else. It's a nonsense. I come back to the term craniosacral since it become fashionable. It's a rite, the basic movement between the skull and the sacrum, the pelvic bones above the coccyx. This rite must be restored before any treatment, but cannot by itself constitute a treatment. It's incomplete. It's a bit like the base of the pyramid. If you only deal a craniosacral, you will only have a pyramid base or the keyboard without a computer. And for the acupuncture, it's the same, because in the osteopathy, move the mechanical, the treat the mechanical movements. And the acupuncture, it's the same with the energy, restore the energy and the communication at all levels, the energy.
Well, that's the whole thing. With all of these things, we really look to try to find the energy in life and bring the person's body back into sync with the energy that's around them.
We have an entity. It's impossible to separate energy and mechanic. It's the same case. The mechanic is energy, condensate energy. And the energy mass more subtle. It's acupuncture. It's an entity. It's difficult. I needed 2 days for
right,
speech,
right,
for energy,
right.
Mechanic. But for me, it's very important to treat the two levels, mechanic and energy, because we are
both of them.
We are both, exactly.
Right. So the thing is, when you start looking at, you know, the skeletal structure,
yes,
that's one side, but then we start looking at the energy side, the internal things, you can't not treat each of them separately.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, one of the key parts of any kind of healthcare intervention is what we call the patient workup. What do you want to find out from your patients before you begin to treat them?
I always ask for medical history on all the sphere: ENT, digestive, family history, false surgery, ongoing treatment. But the human being is what he is, and sometimes he doesn't say everything, consciously or unconsciously. Once I received a woman who failed to tell me that she had the breast removed due to cancer. I see that when she undressed, and what a surprise. And we cannot separate the emotional from the body. We are an entity. And asking all these questions is sometimes intrusive for some people. It often involves bad times, trauma, and everyone has their strategy to keep going. Others need to talk about it. Others have brought it all. Asking their question is already starting work. Once again, another patient failed to tell me that she had very serious car accident with multiple, many injuries. and the overthought and the travel. I realized this because he had many injury, many scars in this body. And when I asked him the question, he said to me, "Oh yes, I had completely forgotten, and I was. It was a long time ago." He still spent several months in the rehabilitation center. He wanted to forget this episode on this life.
Yeah, I can understand. So, now, additionally, you specialize in obstetrics and pediatric care. Is there a reason for this focus?
Oh, it's a. I don't know this for the hazard. When I moved into my first office, there were two midwives, and they sent me the pregnant women and babies. Oh, I found myself facing in my shortcoming because the initial training is not enough for the perinatal care. I had to do two more years with CEROP. It's an organization. And in France, CEROPS is a society, European for pediatrics and perinatal treatment and osteopathy. It's the only organization recognized today by the
World Health Organization.
OMS, Organisation Mondiale de la Santé.
Right.
I don't know.
It's the World Health Organization in English, yes.
And because they too intend them training, there is everything. After one, I worked in maternities in private clinics in Paris. For baby, osteopathy is very effective for reflux.
Reflux, exactly. Difficulty swallowing and
Okay. Sleep disturbance, crying all days. I many babies crying all days. The parents is crazy.
Mm.
Childbirth seems essential to me. It's important to note that I often find dysfunction in children identical to those of their mother. For example, a tension on the stomach that causes reflux in baby. Well, it's very possible that I find this tension in the mother. Strange, but observer phenomenon, and many cases in my consultation, it's possible. I see that. And for the pregnant woman, from the 6 months, it's good to follow up once a month, simply because the pelvis and the lumbar will have to adapt and to change in body shape and weight gain.
Right. Well, I think that's interesting because obviously it's interesting you've made the connection between the mother and the child in terms of the things that are happening with the mother's life is really in some ways being played out with the children as well.
I think there is a connection, the subtle connection between the mother and the babies.
Hmm.
And I think it's for this reason. Okay, I see the same dysfunctionments with the baby and with
the mother.
Between the mother. It's more important to know the condition of the pregnant, because if the mother. The pregnancy with more stress, and the baby,
so the baby will wind up having the same things, right?
Absorb this well with the hormone of stress is it's very important for these reasons to make the check.
So I think when a woman is pregnant, even before she has the child, she should come in to be certain that she's in balance with her energy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be back to talk more with Virginie right after this.
Just give me a love nut, and I'll go falling for you.
with you. I am not a machine. If you wanna find perfection, let me breathe.
Let's do it for our people.
That was Liane LaHavas and Rudimental with Breathe. Well, before we continue, we need to find out where is your clinic located and where can we find out more information about it?
Yes, my clinic is Calle Mallorca, 277.
262.
262.
Right.
262.
Right.
And it's
at the corner of Mallorca and
Pau Claris. Three floor.
Okay. And then you also have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, right.
Which is Osteopathia.
Acupuncturist. And there are other person with me. It's my... Acupuncturist too.
Okay. Oh, good. So now you talked about training. You also trained in cognitive neuroscience, which I found interesting. You know, what is that, and how will your patients benefit from your use of those skills?
Neuroscience is fashionable. In fact, it's a fairly broad at cerebral fields, but the foundation in the understanding of how the brain works. Now, with the medical imagery, we can better understand what happens when we learn another language, for example, or why some people are dyslexic. These technologies contradict many micro-conceptions, such as that we no longer manufacture new neurons after the adolescence. It's wrong. It's a good news, no?
I don't know. I think, you know, there are people, I think I've seen a lot of people who just don't think anymore. But, you know, yeah, go ahead, yes.
If tomorrow you put yourself on the piano, for example, well, by repeating your gesture, you will make a new neuron to correctly perform a chord or a song, even at
age of 60.
It's hard for me, the numbers. For me, it's a good news. For many people, it's a good news. It's visible in imagery today. And we know that with visualization intervenes in the healing process. Sometimes in my session, I ask people to visualize their pain or illness, and the body reacts to this information and find that it helps in my treatment. It's an additional tool for the patient to connect to his body. Often people, many people are cut off from their body. But I did this training to understand the brain mechanics during learning, which allow me to explain a lot to parents of baby and young children. I need to learn. I'm constantly learning things. I'm constantly made a new neurons.
Which is a good thing. But I think, visualization is important. If we can visualize good health,
yes.
You know, we will be healthy.
So for me, it's essential.
Now, in addition to osteopathy, as you told us, you're also an acupuncturist. How do you use acupuncture in your practice?
Yeah, the Chinese medicine helps me a lot in my practice in osteopathy. I think I'm getting lazy. it's more easy to put a needle or the suction cup on the contracting muscles than to spend 20 minutes with my fingertips in the contractor. So no, without clothing. Each time I take a patient, I take the Chinese pulse in order to make an energy inventory. There is nine level on each side. I take Chinese pulse depending on the symptom, and if the person accepts, I add needle if necessary, or device to keep 2 or 3 days to replace the needle. It's my way of working.
So I think the whole thing is that, as in the Chinese medicine, there's various points in the body that controls the energy flow.
Yes, there is many points, many more 300 points of your body, and it's a cartography. It's a cartography of the universe. In your body, and with the point, it's possible to move the energy, to create a movement and free the blockage.
Right.
Yes.
Right. No, I've used acupuncture myself over the years to treat many health problems, but it's also an effective benefit in areas of lifestyle changes, like in helping people to stop smoking or to help control weight gain or weight loss. What are some of the things that you use to help patients achieve?
When undergoing treatment in alternative medicine, profound change operates naturally. There is a kind of awareness in most of the time. In fact, it's the teamwork. I do half the work and you do the rest. I see.
No, I agree with that.
Otherwise, it's doomed to failure. You have to know or make an effort when it's not natural, so that it's become an habit and thus change your lifestyle. I take 21 days for the brain to create a habit. So you have to motivate yourself for 21 days. Back thrower help with this motivation. They act on emotional states. It's a delusion based on flowers. But I'm not specialist in back flowers. But for example, for people who want to quit smoking, in acupuncture, we will act on certain points that tell the body that it does not need tobacco. But it will still require an effort or strategy from the patients. And back flowers help in some way.
Now, of all the health disciplines such as yours often fall into the category of alternative or complementary medicine, do you ever work with traditional medical doctors in treating patients?
Yeah, so in France, I'm working many with pediatricians and gynecologists. But here in Spain, it's hard. Doctors rarely work with us, which I understand given that the profession is not framed. But still work in with the technogynecologist and also in a private clinic specializing in the medically assisted procreation. I help and with acupuncture couples who have infertility, both male and female. I usually see women before and after implantation or insemination. And the session before profit is to facilitate the implantation by the muscles, relaxation and calming the mind. It's very important to calming the mind. And the session after, there is the optimize, move the energy of the level of the uterus. Studies say that the positive effect and the suicide rate of achieving pregnancy. But before the two sessions, one must follow the long term. For men in general, it acts on the erectile dysfunction, on azoospermia. It's in the poor quality sperm, or in support of conventional treatment. Both work well.
Okay. Well, I think that's interesting because, again, it makes sense that in artificial insemination, you want the uterus to be able to accept sperm, so there should be an energy balance there, so they're going to be predisposed to procreation. Well, you're listening to English Radio Thursday on Radio Canal Barcelona, 106.9 FM. We'll be back to talk more with Virginie right after this. And that was the Lao Tizer Band with The Source. Now, in addition to being a very capable healthcare professional, you're also an accomplished artist. Does the art complement the science?
Wait, science, art, yes. Thank you. It's inseparable from science. I also made tables and I also made a painting with the Lisa Juice curves. I had this idea when I went to the Pantheon in Paris and when I saw the Foucault pendulum, which proves the rotation of the Earth. So I made Lisa Juice curves with different shapes. You just have to modify the attachment of the paint pendulum. It's very, very interesting.
We put one of those paintings up on our Facebook page today that people can look at and see that we have it there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Our DNA with the double helix, it's by itself a work of art. The golden ratio, the Fibonacci sequence. And all of this is sacred geometry, and this is the creator of the most beautiful work of art in the fields, architecture, animals. I think of the cells of the snails, which I forgot the name, of the human body. Do you know that how particles rotate at the speed of light? It's a scientific equation. There is the man in... We had the conference. Her name is j'ai oublié son nom. I forgot her name. Nassim Araymane.
Okay.
It's very, very interesting. And we are a work of art. Science is art. It's indisputable. Sacred geometry is the geometry used by architects and artists to create their works. Sacred geometry can be defined as a set of proportions, of geometric manipulation of the dimension, such that they could be observed in nature. Crystal, flowers, fruit, animals, all of them served as model for the geometry. Nature being considered as perfection, humans can understand the law of geometric organization and draw inspiration from their own creation. It's for this reason that it's called sacred geometry. Ordinarily, this research aims to demonstrate the existence of God who created the universe and all that it contains according to plans established thanks to geometry. This research has never helped to dismantle its existence. The rule established for this geometry have said for centuries to create coherence and symbolism, failing to enter beauty. Sacred Geometry need many, many, many days, months, years for...
To be explained.
To be explained.
That's true.
Yes.
So how would you describe your style as an artist?
I need to do abstract art. I like the abstract art. I like the idea that when people look my painting, they let them speak. They create their own universe, and I create mine when I paint. It's letting go that leading. I like the color, the intensity, the contrast, bringing out the secret light in the black, and also philosophy from my point of view.
Well, I think the whole thing is that, I mean, art is both subjective and objective. As a artist, you're creating how you want to see it, but then you want the viewer to see it and bring their own interpretation to it as well.
Yes, yes. Each person is create how
they're recreating it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, in many of the health scientists, the practitioner seeks to create a healing environment with music or fragrance, whatever. Does your art provide an element of healing for the patient?
Yes. Funny the question. I've been working in music for 16 years. For me, it's impossible to work without music. And the patient like this. Art is therapy, of course. I made a painting for my spouse last year. He put in this office, and one of these patients came to me saying that she had located my painting during the whole session, that she was surprised to let her mind wander in the shade of blue, that she didn't know herself too sensitive to art, and that during that moment, she forgot her illness. Good, good news. That moment, I felt useful, more than usual. This is proof that art can transfer us outside of ourselves, that even in difficult time, I will say, especially in difficult time, we must abandon ourselves in art, painting, music, all art is good. Art expresses freedom of mind, where humans are able to identify themselves. For example, during my training in pediatrics, we studied pathology giving hypotonia and to stimulate hypotonic children to help them, for example, to turn their back on their stomach. We use small image, small picture for the children representing the human faces. And the children watch this image, watch this picture, and manage to turn over on their stomach to be able to continue to follow the image when it leaves the field of vision from the position on the position of the back. This experiment made with images of animals do not give the same result. This result. The children do not follow the glance. And this is like saying that children are able to identify with an image and will be more receptive to a certain form of art. For adults, I think it's the same. Everyone finds themselves. This is what is called art therapy. Conversely, have you ever felt uncomfortable? Uncomfortable looking at the painting,
Yeah.
It's happened to everyone. Well, you can feel a sense of well-being in a painting, therefore accelerate the healing. I think it's true.
I think it's right. I think it is right. And yeah. Art can do that for you.
Yeah.
We'd like to talk some more with our guests right after this.
There were times I remember had to fight just to hold my head up. Though There's times when even my friends tried to make a fool of me. There were things that my heart looked at that they just couldn't see. Some said I was hopeless. My tangled in the night. Strong hearts just keep going. That is why I'm still standing here today. Come together, raise up your voices. This time my song of love and life won't go away. I'll sing forever here in the sunshine. I've lived to see the sun break through the storm. I'm so glad I'm standing here today. If you're lost in your troubles and the world just seems to forget you, if you remember sunshine even on your darkest day, just follow what your heart says and you find a way. Some said I was hopeless. My tangled in the night. Strong hearts just keep going. That is why I'm still standing here today.
And that was the Crusaders, the Joe Cocker. I'm so glad I'm standing here today. I can speak to that truth, too. But now, looking at your Facebook page, I noticed you made a comment. And it says, I hate people not friendly, not smiling. Development also comes through sex, so every time I see men or women, especially women, not kind and acidic, I think of that. Tell us what you meant by that.
Yeah, when I wrote this, I was coming back from the shopping, and at the checkout, a woman walked past me under the pretext that she only had two articles. without a smile or thank you when I let it pass naturally. At the time, I told myself that she would have sex more often. it would relax her, really, for the joke. This was what her professor of gynecology, who was a biopsy gynecologist, said. And he was right. It's very often verified.
Yes.
Sorry. To be better, you have to love each other. And I sincerely think that a fulfilling life and the woman makes you happy, then therefore better. The same goes for men. And remind me for the slogan, make love, no war. If we spend more time loving each other, there will be less room for the hate, for the hatred. I think you have to differentiate between sex and love. Sex without love makes you embittered.
Embittered, yes.
I have an accent.
Makes you bitter, yeah.
It's difficult for me to this word embittered.
You're okay.
Because it nourished nothing in you, but love without sex, except in the case of pathology, makes you embittered too, because there is the frustrating side. It's quite complex in pathology in that there is always a desire to find a treatment. But a couple who no longer has any desire, it's raised their consent to tell themselves that the other no longer feels desire for you. And it makes faces the bulldog. I really don't like the person with
that face.
Yes, sincerely. Moreover, it's also treated in acupuncture, the lack of libido. If one day you see bad people, I tell them go to see an acupuncturist for libido. It's a good treatment, yeah.
Or go get laid. Either way, yes. Well, there's so many self-improvement guides and life coaches around today. How can we get back to a more basic understanding of how the type of medicine you practice can enable us to achieve what these other things promise?
The problem today is that people need an outside stand for everything. They want form without working on the substance. I think that alternative therapy also has the role of conveying a message. Take control. Take control of yourself. It's very important. It's a, I don't know, the c'est la source. It's a.
Yeah, it's you take the source of your life.
Yes.
Is taking the control and being able to understand what you're all about. Yes.
It's a base. And society takes away responsibility and prevents people from thinking for themselves. If humans reconnected to themselves, a consciousness will emerge, which will benefit them on the world. Thus, we will no longer need a coach for every day on the basic things. Alternative medicine makes you change deeply. In no miracle recipe, in no pain, no gain. It's a reality for all level. No pain, no gain. And all this refer to what is described in the Temple of the Delphi. Know yourself, and you will know the universe and the God. Really, mm-hmm. And heavy in meaning, but to do it's a philosophy too.
That's like you say, you know, give you 21 days, and you can change the person, right?
Exactly.
So that's good. Now, what would you suggest that our listeners do to plug into a healthier life?
To sing careers, to fulfill us, stop being afraid of everything and refocus, and go through meditation, a good work in nature, read a good book, and know how to ditch the from social network. It's a bad vibes. the
yes.
Facebook.
All of them, yes.
To live happily, it starts here. It starts there. I'm very serious. And putting food on the heart of your health. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. It's very important. You are what you eat. It's a universal truth. Mm. food is not just a stomach feeling. It's condition who we are. It's very important.
Yeah, it affects our health totally. That's it. Well, we appreciate your coming on to join us today on the show. It's wonderful. Tell our listeners again where they can go to find you.
Yeah, you got to find
your address and your Facebook page and all that. Your Facebook page is again osteopathic.
Yes. Osteopathy. I don't know. I forgot.
You forgot the Facebook page.
I have three pages. Osteopathy, pédiatric et périnatal. Barcelone.
We have the osteopathy, acupuncture, Virginie
et voilà,
de Luzette.
Other is osteopathy and acupuncture, Virginie de Luzette.
Right.
Yes.
So they can find you and can make an appointment and then come to see you.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you. We're going to leave you today with a song that kind of sums up what you are and what we want our listeners to be, a strong woman. Have a great one, Barcelona. We'll see you next week.
Simple way to say I love you.